joining us on the line. North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylock to talk about internet. That's right. Rochester-based Greenlight Networks announcing they're expanding its Western New York footprint into North Tonawanda over the next 2 years. Austin, thanks for being with us. Another internet service provider in North Tonawanda. How long has this been in the works?
Good morning. It has been discussed with City Hall probably about 9-10 months ago. Greenlight and I were in discussions about a new internet provider. And as you may know already, it would be the first fiber optic option for our residents. So it's pretty exciting.
How did this come to be, Austin? Did Greenlight come to you, or did you reach out to them?
So they actually have an interesting link on their website. And a few years ago, myself and a few others put it out there where people would sign up and it shows interest. So we did this a while ago, and other communities can do it as well. You log in and basically say, I'm interested in this provider, and they look at demand. And so that sort of started the conversation here. And, you know, it surprisingly, I would think it would take, 5 years to get it up and running. But, you know, they're going to be putting lines on all of our utility poles, working through permits, and a third of NT, North Tonawanda, will have access to this by the summer. And the other two-thirds of the city will have it by third quarter of next year. So be patient. It's been a long time coming.
Well, it's probably a long rollout, I can imagine, to put all that cable into place. What I live in North Tonawanda, so I kind of know about it, but I'll let you say. The internet picture.
Tell you if you'll have it this summer? Is that what you want?
I can give you my address, and if we could speed this along, would be great. But part of that wanting it is because there's not that many options when it comes to internet access. And, I mean, that's not limited to North Tonawanda. That's a lot of communities all across Western New York. What's the picture now, and how do you see this benefiting the region?
Well, I mean, competition is always good, right? It creates fairer prices, better quality products. And, if Spectrum came in, because as you know, that's who we have primarily, if Spectrum came in and I talked to them yesterday, someone from their governmental affairs, and said, listen, if you have a new product or something you want to bring to the residents to counter this, I'm here to be a voice for any business, and some people might like Greenlight. Some might stick with Spectrum, but I think we're going to get more competitive rates, higher speeds in general with any company when we have more than one option.
On rates, what are you being told about how much this will cost?
So the lowest rate, from my understanding, is $50 a month, and you get 500 megabytes or gigabytes of speed. Or no, megabytes. You're going to, on the tech here. So 500 megabytes of speed would be $50, and $75 would get you a gigabyte of speed, and then it goes on and on. They go up to 5 gigabytes, and the CEO was here yesterday, Mark Murphy, and someone asked the question, well, what are people doing with 5 gigabytes? He's like, I don't know, but it's an option. So, I mean, I think this leads the way for possibly bigger industries to come to North Tonawanda, or anyone who has this type of internet access. People are working from home now. Tech companies are on the rise. I think it's really opening a new door, not just for us in North Tonawanda, but Western New York as they continue to expand.
On that 5G, what would that cost? Do you know that?
I think it's $200. I would have to check. Do you want the 5 gigabytes? Is that why?
Yeah. She's running a Bitcoin farm in the basement.
Right now, is that?
You mentioned businesses and people working from home and using internet more so than maybe they ever have before, and needing more bandwidth, and maybe they're running their TV off of it too while they're working on their computer. So it can be beneficial to home, but for businesses, I'm wondering how important now in 2023, when a business is looking to move into a region, where does the speed of internet, the different options they have for internet connectivity rank in importance?
I would say it's right up there with access to power, right? And we're lucky to live in a region that has a lot of access to power. As you both are aware, there was a lot of big industries many years ago, and maybe they're not the same type of industries that are popping up in the nation, but they're industries that require a lot of power and a lot of internet access. So I think Western New York is in a real renaissance moment right now, and we're excited to be a part of it.
Green light is already in some communities in Western New York. What are you hearing about them? Is it positive?
Yeah, I think, some neighborhoods are a little bit more difficult to access, whether it's the location of utility poles, getting those easements, because they work with residents to try and gain access to these poles. They work with the municipality and so on. But, they're a relatively new company. I know they're based in Rochester and they're continuing to expand. I've heard pretty good things about the areas in Buffalo that have access. City of Tonawanda is in discussions with them as well. People seem pretty open to it. I think Spectrum might be a little nervous, but again, competition is always good.
Again, before we let you go, how long will the rollout take? What might it look like? Is there any major construction that goes along with it, or is it all pretty easy?
So it doesn't seem like they'll get in the way of a lot of things that happen in our city. They're not going to be tearing up roads. They go under roads. They have different ways of doing that. They might be knocking on someone's door to say, hey, can we access this utility pole in the back just to keep things going? So we're asking people to, be friendly and open. Just if it's something that you can help with or help have them gain access to one of these utility poles, just have the conversation with them. And, we'll be here to assist along the way as well.
All right. Austin, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Austin Tylick, North Tonawanda Mayor.